issue that the FDA, Pharmacy Council, NACO, and other institutions have been dealing with for some time now. Currently, the council is really enforcing the sale to ensure that chemical sellers do not sell pharmacy shops selling purely under prescription. And then also FDA, together with some of these institutions, have been organizing schools to ensure that it's not sold at places that they shouldn't be sold. Again, we have in fact a number of educational activities in schools, in churches, marketplaces, and other relevant places to ensure that the public is aware of the dangers associated with the abuse of tramadol. So well, this one is ongoing, and we are hoping that we tie this into the girls. Currently, I know we have a number of cases in court, as people have been arrested, and they are being processed, you know, for court to be handled or to be dealt with when it comes to this issue. So we are hoping that with all these things in place, there will be some standards when it comes to the sale of trauma or the use of trauma.
Right, but how many people are standing trial now?
I cannot remember the number, but I can confidently tell you that some Nigerians were arrested, and I know they are being processed. I know recently we heard another scoop where some Ghanaians together with some Nigerians and a few others were also arrested. They are also being processed to court. And then in the reading, some of the people that were not supposed to sell, felt sold and were arrested, are also being processed. So these are quite, but I can't give you the number. These are some of the issues that we have at the moment.
Right. But what about those who do the importation? Have you been able to identify a particular company or one person who have been importing these drugs into the country?
So, you see, with the importation, with the people that were arrested, was established that like, the products were being smuggled into the country. So to say you are going to find those who import it, it's become quite difficult.
Mr. Latte said the Food and Drugs Authority and the Ghana Immigration Service have intensified surveillance at the country's borders, especially the unapproved routes to check those who smuggle the drug into the country.
I know that helping in dealing with that, and immigration to be helping, because we had a meeting where all of them were invited. So all of them are FDA, there are some of the borders that we have upset there. So we are quite vigilant there. But what has come out so far indicates that it looks like even at the borders that we are, that's the approved borders, they don't get the people there, but they use the unapproved borders to bring this into the country. And even in the approved borders, sometimes it's confused and big. So it's difficult. Assuming a truckload of, let's say, food products are entering the country and they've concealed tramadol in it, it's difficult to unload every consignment back and open all. So this is a challenge. But so we are doing our best to ensure that we monitor the situation and check the implant.
That was the Director of Communications at the Food and Drugs Authority, James Latte.